Katie Country 94 weather.
It's a holiday celebration week at Shoes Etc. and Stones Jewelry and Downs. Join us Thursday night for an in-store 30% off and $30 to $40 special pricing on Forever Chains permanent jewelry, bracelets and anklets in sterling silver and 14-karat gold filled. Come let us weld on you. Refreshments served. And 4 days only, Wednesday through Saturday, buy one, get one half price on everything. Mix and match in all the departments. Shop in-store or by using our online web store or download our free app. Use code HOLIDAY. Celebrate the week at Shoes Etc. and Stones Jewelry in Downs.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 59. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Mainly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
Central Valley Ag supplies energy to farmers to help feed the globe. When farmers need power and performance, they keep engines running smoothly with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel from CVA. Cenex Premium Diesel is precisely formulated with a terminally injected additive package to deliver the power and performance to get the job done, even in tough conditions. Keep your equipment firing on all cylinders with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform. Contact Central Valley Ag, your local Cenex supplier today.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program is increasing the value of coupons for low-income seniors from $35 to $50. The coupons are given out on a first-come, first-served basis. Seniors can apply at local distribution agencies between Thursday, June 1st and Friday, September 15th of this year, or until benefits are gone. The coupons will be sent at once and available in $5 increments. These coupons can be redeemed from authorized vendors at participating farmers markets, which will be identified with signage showing they are authorized to accept the coupon. Seniors are eligible if they complete application and are 60 years or older, or at least 55 years old and a member of an Indian tribal organization. Eligible seniors must also have an annual gross household income before taxes are withheld at or below 185% of the federal poverty level. And eligible foods to purchase with these coupons from authorized farmers at participating farmers markets are defined as fresh, nutritious, unprepared, locally grown fruits, vegetables, locally produced honey, and cut herbs produced in Kansas under normal growing conditions. You can read that story at our website, katycountry94.com. A 28-year-old woman from Kansas has died after falling into a creek in Glacier National Park and being swept into a gorge, park officials said. The woman fell from a rocky overhang in the Avalanche Creek on Monday afternoon. Bystanders waded into the creek and pulled the woman out. They performed CPR and called 911. Emergency responders declared her dead at the scene, park officials said. Her name and hometown have not been released. While dry conditions continue in many portions of the state, in an effort to protect one of Hayes's most vital limited resources, water, summer restrictions will again be put in place within the city of Hayes beginning on June 1st. Before September 30th, outdoor water use will be prohibited from noon to 7 p.m. in addition to the year-long restrictions against washing hard surfaces and letting water flow off the property. Water conservation is critically important to making sure that when we turn the faucet on, we've got water on tap, said Hayes Police Department's Lieutenant Brandon Wright. We've had laws in place since, I think, the 1990s, controlling and trying to promote water conservation. As the enforcement agency of the restrictions, he said the department has escalating penalties for violations. A first violation violation will result in a warning. A second will incur a $50 fine. A third will incur a $200 penalty. And further infractions will generate a $250 fine. It is not very common for us to get to that point where we're writing those tickets that have a $250 tag on them. Wright said, most of the time it's resolved way before that. We don't have that happen very often, so people are overall pretty understanding, I think, once we explain how important it is. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Wakanda Camping Club announces a free concert featuring Rob Bovey at 7 p.m. this Sunday night, May 28th at Glen Elder State Park at the Osage Shelter House. The event is free with a state park pass, and all are invited to attend. Bring your lawn chairs, tents, yard games, picnic, and dancing shoes. Rob Bovey, a local Beloit resident, will be acoustically entertaining the summer kickoff event. Bovey has graced the stage at Tootsie's and several other local venues. This free event is brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments, Schoen Auto Repair and Expressions LLC in Downs. The sponsors will also be selling Wakanda Lake T-shirts, where profits will be donated to the Wakanda Cultural Association for lake and camping improvements. And the Cultural Association will be on site to pre-sell Lake Fest T-shirts. This year's Lake Fest will take part on July the 1st. There'll be Memorial Day services coming up on Monday, May the 29th. Pioneer Cemetery at 9 a.m., Athens Cemetery at 9:30 a.m., Glenwood Cemetery at 10 a.m. Also, Glen Elder American Legion Post number 143, Hamburger Feed on Monday on Memorial Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free will donation, Glen Elder American Legion, 200 West Main Street in Glen Elder. An open gathering with Sawin Valley Hospice for sharing, support, and learning on the basics of grief will take place from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. next Wednesday, May 31st. That's Sawin Valley Hospice at 311 West Main Street there in Beloit. And there'll also be an open house celebrating 40 years of providing exceptional care to patients and families at Sawin Valley Hospice from 1 to 3 next Wednesday. And that is a free event to attend. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Final is going to be Boston on top, 116-99. Big win, avoiding elimination, as they outscore Miami 66-43 in the second half and come up with a win and keep this series extending.
We'll have more on the Celtics winning the Eastern Conference Finals over the Heat in this sports cast. We'll also take a look at local sports state golf recap from Tuesday, day two of the Grass Green State Championships. KU basketball players returning. Big 12 baseball tournament gets underway. The Kansas City Royals break a losing streak and a look at the NHL playoffs. It's all coming up in the sports cast on KD Country 94 and Z96. 6.3 The Lake. Well, state golf came to a close on Tuesday in 1 a.m. Emporia after making the cut to play day two on Tuesday. Donson Lance of Osborne finished in a tie for 22nd. Spencer Cope of Solomon was the individual state champion, while South Gray took the team title with a two-day score of 672, 12 strokes ahead of second place Washington County at 3 in Dodge City. Beloit's Austin Bowinkle qualifying for state, but saw his season come to a close on Monday. Lane Workman of Santa Fe Trail, the individual state champ, Heritage Christian out of Olathe, won the team title 613-20. 22 strokes ahead of Sabetha. Class 2A in Heston, the Sacred Heart Knights winning the team title for the 8th straight season. The Knights had a two-round total of 597, winning the meet by 44 strokes over Hill City from the Mid-Continent League. Michael Matucci was the individual state champion for Sacred Heart, shooting a 3-under-139 for the tournament. You can find full state golf results at ncksports.com. All that's left in high school sports for immediate area teams is state softball and state track and field. Beloit will open the 3A state softball tournament in Manhattan on Thursday, while state track takes place Friday and Saturday in Wichita. We'll have a preview of those events coming up later this week. A college hoops note: after withdrawing from the NBA draft, Kansas forward Kevin McCullough Jr. has announced he'll be returning to Bill Self's squad for a final season. The Texas Tech transfer averaged 10.5 points, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2 steals a game in 33 games for the Jayhawks in 2022-23. College baseball: the Big 12 tournament underway today at Globe Life Field in Arlington. K-State opened the day with a 16-3 loss in 7 innings to TCU, trailing 10-0 after just 3 innings and 16-2 after 4. Wildcats moved to the backside of the double elimination bracket. Number 8 seed Kansas opens with number 1 seed Texas on ESPN Plus at 12:30. A full look at the schedule can be found at Big12Sports.com.
of the ball or what he was thinking.
Olivares goes on first movement. That is right on the line. Olivares will score. Massey checks in at second base with an RBI double, and the Royals lead 1-0.
That was the first of 3 runs scored in the fourth inning as the Royals went on to win 4-1 over the Tigers on Tuesday night. Mike Myers was a starting pitcher for KC and struck out 8, allowing just 1 run. He was not eligible for the win, though. He pitched 4 2/3 of the necessary 5 innings to get the win. Despite that fact, Royals manager Matt Quatrero was impressed.
He certainly pitched well. Every team is going to need spot starts or guys that come up from the minor league. I mean, you need depth. We've talked about it since day one. You need a quality depth if you're gonna win games in the big leagues. And Mike did that today.
Royals snapped a 4-game losing streak with a win, moving to 15-35. They finish out their 3-game series with the Tigers at 6:40 tonight at Kauffman Stadium. As of the beginning of the sportscast, the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics staved off elimination Tuesday night with a 116-99 win over the Heat in Miami in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. A 38-23 third quarter was the difference for the Celtics. Jason Tatum led the way with 33 points and 11 boards on the night. The Heat still hold a 3-1 lead in the series. Game 5 set for Thursday night in Boston.
Teddy Bluger put it on the stick of Carrier, and he scores! A backhander, top shelf. Ottinger clearly not very sharp here in the first 7 minutes plus. And it's 3-0 for the Golden Knights.
With a 3-goal lead after one period, the Golden Knights cruise to a 4-0 shutout of the Stars in Dallas in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Vegas takes a 3-0 series lead with the win. Tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Florida Panthers have an opportunity to advance to the finals as they're up 3-0 on the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference. Puck drops at 7 o'clock for Game 4 on TNT. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northstoke, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.